basically at the end of each scale, we take a breath. One, two, again, and boom.
Silent night.
Hold the night.
Good. Now we're going to do the same little Silent Night, but we're going to start a fourth apart. So bass and baritone start on that pitch. Leads and tenors start on that pitch. Ready and go. You got to match your vowel. The nai has too much E diphthong in that. Silent night. Ready? Again.
Silent night.
Yeah, we're under bass baritones. Can I hear just bass baritones again to go?
Silent.
Let's not make it quite an aggressive attack like we did. It's a silent night. Ready again? Baritones and everyone this time, leads and tenors, that's what I'm trying to say. Ready and go. Now start here and go. A cappella this time, and really listening for matching vowels and for intonation. Ready and go. Have it a fifth apart this time. So basses and baritones will start on that pitch, but now the leads and the tenors will start on this pitch. Ready and go.
Silent night.
One more time, again and go.
Silent night.
Now, tenors and leads stay on that pitch. Bass and baritones go up the whole step, and now start it again.
Silent night.
Again, and go.
Silent night.
Bass, baritones stay. Leads, tenors go up a whole step. And now sing.
Silent night.
The vowel. Silent,
silent night.
Again and go.
Silent night.
Good. Thank you for listening. We don't have David with us, at least not yet. Anyway, old songs, is it E or B?
B flat.
Like silent night, the old song, the old songs again.
The old songs, the old songs, the good old songs for me.
Sing that chord that we just landed on. Sing it again. Go me.
Me.
Got some fudging in there that we need to do a little work. Okay, let's go back to the beginning for a second. There's an L in there that we shouldn't be singing. The old songs. Again, sing.
The old songs. The old songs. The good old songs for me. I love.
real good ringing in here tonight. That sounds really, really nice. We have to constantly be thinking about vowels and consonants. The minute we got rid of some of those L sounds in the word old, cleaned up a lot of stuff there. Also, when we agreed on how we were going to say minor chords, and a minor, that cleaned up, and I'm over, I'm way overdoing it. You're not to that level, but those little things help clean up. Let's do it one more time. We stayed in key, that's so nice.
The old song.
That was not so nice. We can do better. Try that again. The old songs.
The old songs, the good old songs for me.
Can I get a higher basses on me? We're that close to being all the way there. One more time. Blanking out on me. Vowels by the score. Down our way. Thank you. Couldn't get the title in my head. Can we sing Down Our Way and really be listening for vowel sounds? And this time I want you to perform it as if it was our contest piece. I want to see interpretation of story. I want to know what every single word means by looking at your face if I couldn't hear. Okay? If I was deaf and I had to figure out what the song meant just by looking at your faces, can I do it? Okay? So, here we go. Down our way. Let's work on just the first three words.
Down our way.
Good. We flatted where?
Our.
Why?
The R.
Down our way. Down our way. Again. And, oh yeah. Thank you. Ready? Again.
Down our way.
Good. Now, I want you this time to back off the volume by about 15% and listen for the good ringy blindy sound that we just had on the old songs.
Down our way.
Good. And now sing it. Down our way. Excellent. That was good. Now let's do the whole first phrase. Ready? Again.
Down our way, both night and day.
Excellent. The vowels are pretty consistent and sounding really nice. We had a moment where, remember what I've been saying in warm-ups, don't let the last note become stagnant, keep it fresh. We had a little bit of that problem when we sang, down our way. Both night, it just kind of flatlined there, did nothing, and the tone and excitement and character of the piece went away. Fix that. Again, and go.
Down our way, both night and day. You know everybody, and they all know you. And even policemen say,
and Mike, would you do me a favor? Actually, Lyle, would you come this way and Mike that way just so I can see Larry? I feel like no matter where I go, I'm never seeing Larry. There we go. No, you're
fine. I was watching you that time, so okay, right between you guys.
Yeah, right? Well, I kept trying to kind of jump and move around. Okay, that's good. Okay. That was pretty good. How do we keep ourselves? That's a fairly short song. If we sing a really, really long song and we're losing that much of our tonal center throughout the piece, we get way too low and then it gets muddy, murky at the end. So how do we do it? How do we stop it? What do you think is, well, you probably already know the answer, but what's the number one culprit in a lot of this? It's vowels, and it's not so much the matching. Matching means that we're going to sound good and have a good blend with one another. But what is keeping, what is dragging the pitch down? What is pulling us down? It's not so much that we're not matching our vowels, it's that we're swallowing sound. Some of it is placement, but a lot of it is those consonants such as like the R's and the L's, the things that we talk about all the time, that we need to get those out of the words, because when your tongue curls into those weird positions and it kind of makes the pitch go swallowed and slowly that drags us down. So, for instance, down our way, you can hear that R sound just start to pull that pitch right down. Down our way, both night and day. You know everybody and they all know, all they all know you. Vince has got his lip all tucked up in there. Yeah. Down our way. Give me the toothy grin and maybe that will help too. But really focus in on those, especially R's, L's. Those things have a tendency to pull that tongue back and that starts our pitch flat. Let's do the same song again. Our goal this time is to match vowels, yes, but also to not let things go under. An entire half step. We're sort of in the middle. That time leads when you do the last note got a little weird Kermit-like. It's really, really hard when you have downward half steps to not make them not allow them to go flat. It's really, really hard. Even for trained singers, when you do that little kind of a movement, you got to think almost making them smaller than half steps each one, okay? And then also the volume can't be very loud. If you're putting too much air force on the muscles, that's going to get flat. As you do that, just let it float. What key is that in, David?
B-flat.
We started, pals by the score and gals galore. Second half, two, ready and sing.
Pals by the score.
If that tongue is curling up there, we know we're in trouble. Pass by the score. Try to keep the tongue nice and flat and not going like that. Say the word pals with the tongue curling up. Ready and go.
Pals.
Now say pals while trying to keep the tongue flat. Go.
Pals.
Now sing pals. Here's a B flat. Your chord on pals. Just sing that word and go.
Pals.
Nope, it's under already.
Again, go.
Basses, you're under. You're just the B flat octave down, right? sing pals. Ready? And go.
Pass.
Again, go.
Pass.
Let me hear my leads by themselves. And go.
Pass.
With the basses. Ready? And sing.
Pass.
Died in berries. Ready? And go.
Pass.
Only baritones.
Pass.
Listen to this. Pa, 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 pa. Again, all three parts. Again, go.
Pass.
Here's fresh pitch. We're all singing this time. Pals by the score. Ready? And go.
Pals by the score. And gals go.
Sit up nice and tall. Think about your breathing. We're going to do the hallelujah one more time. I want you to think about the vowel sound.
Hallelujah.
There's a lot of L in there for us to work on. One, two, ready, and go.
Hallelujah. Alright. It's not easy being green.
Crescendo on the last pitch without letting it go flat.
Hallelujah.
Two, ready, and sing.
Hallelujah.
Good, good, excellent. There's some good stuff happening in there. Thank you for your commitment and working on all those fine little details that are only going to help us improve and get better.